Cinemas.co.nz or book at participating cinemas.
Long weekend sale on now at Harvey Norman. Huge deals on home appliances, TVs, computers, technology, furniture, bedding and more. Want finance options? We've got you covered. Terms, conditions and fees may apply. See in store or online for details. Shop Harvey Norman Long Weekend Sale today.
Hi, Mike from Waitematā again. Did you get that before? Pay only $1 more for a designer bed base to go with a king coil mattress already hugely discounted. Waitematā Back Care Beds. Check it out.
News Talk ZB welcomes Irish comedian, actor, author and host Graham Norton.
Hello!
The 9-time BAFTA TV award winner heads to New Zealand in March and April next year for An Evening with Graham Norton.
Oh, New Zealand! Love it, New Zealand.
Taking the stage in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch, News Talk ZB has your tickets to be there.
Long story short, we love a New Zealand.
Register now at newstalkzb.co.nz/win. An Evening with Graham Norton, proudly supported by News Talk ZB.
It is 14 away from 8. Northland, speaking of tourism and hotels, it's the Mayfair. For all the people texting and saying, what was the name of the hotel? It's the Mayfair in Christchurch. Northland, one of the best 25 places in the world to travel to next year. This listed by National Geographic. Spot rare wildlife. I don't know what the size of the tourism market to spot rare wildlife is, but international travellers, they write and they're correct. Landing in Auckland usually heads south, but the little visited Northland region has fascinating wildlife and warm waters that offer excellent diving. All true. Many fish species in the reserve are such spotted black grouper, the mosaic moray, the Lord Howe coral fish. The Lord Howe coral fish only found nowhere else in the country. Can't argue with that. So what's the walk that's broken at the moment by the Cathedral Cove? Because you can't get the steps. Don't worry about that. Got the coral fish. See? One door closes, another one opens. That's how it works, isn't it? I don't know if I'm going to have time, but there's a very interesting piece. TV3's Stuff's ratings, the news is in dire trouble. And I will come back to that later on. I got some interesting numbers yesterday, but it's a very good piece this morning you've got to read. It follows on from Leighton Smith. We did the interview last week or the week before, can't remember. But Leighton did a podcast with him, Roger Partridge, of the New Zealand Initiative, and they're deeply concerned, as we all should be, with the overreach of the Supreme Court in the moment. So our highest court overstepping its bounds, reshaping laws in ways that challenge Parliament's authority. So there's a new piece from Roger this morning where they come up with a couple of solutions as to what the government should be doing about this overreach. New Zealand's new report, Who Makes the Law, reigning in the Supreme Court. So they've got a couple of ideas. Parliament should introduce a traditional thin definition of the rule of law into the Senior Courts Act. This would moderate the Supreme Court's interventionist tendencies. Parliament should also tighten the rules the courts use when interpreting laws made by Parliament. The Legislation Act of 2019 provides guidelines for how courts should approach this task, but these guidelines are broad, giving judges significant leeway. Tightening these rules in a couple of key ways would help. Firstly, Parliament should specify that courts must interpret statutes based on their context at the time of enactment. Now, that goes back to the 2011 business of the foreshore that the government are currently grappling with. Secondly, Parliament should restrict the principle of legality, a judicial doctrine that protects purported rights from being overridden by general or ambiguous statutory language. They also say reforming the Bill of Rights is another crucial step. Our report recommends reforming the judicial appointment processes. Appointments to senior appellate court should favour candidates who have demonstrated judicial restraint and respect for Parliament's role. Now, whether any of that's going to happen or not is highly debatable, but it needs to, and the sooner the better. 11 away from 8.
Talk ZB headlines.
A major manhunt in Auckland following fatal stabbing on a bus in Onehunga. Barcelona sounding unlikely as the next America's Cup venue. Aucklander wins big in last night's lotto draw. And in sport, former Rugby Australia boss wants Nathan Cleary to change codes. Mowbray's to bolt $24 million home after spooky party. Ridge dating Rich Lister and celeb booze biz runs dry. You can read Society Insider at NZ Herald Premium.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Innovative interiors creating luxury wardrobe spaces. Good morning. And now a possible incident through Sunninook on the northern. It is slow from Rosedale. If you can update us, 0800 jammed. The southern moderate from Papakura. Heavy but moving from Manukau. Northwestern congested from Hobsonville. Southwestern usual build up there southbound approaching Hillsborough. Designed for you, the ultimate bespoke wardrobe. Discover more at innovativeinteriors.co.nz.
Bunnings can help you bring on spring this long weekend. We've got a wide range and loads of great value to help you do up your space. Head in store or jump online and grab what you need for your spring projects.
Don't miss out on New World's three-day sale ends Friday. Like fresh cut lettuce or leeks, 99 cents each. Or skinless chicken breast fillets, $9.99 per kilo. Now that's New World value. Valid in North Island only. Sizes, limits, exclusions apply.
Superior lighting design, what does it do? Well, it adds many unique dimensions to your environment. It adapts to any space, a constant dance of light and shadow to create a whole new experience. Now, Matisse, they delight in showcasing a boutique range of lighting from globally recognised leaders. They're excited to unpack the latest shipment that's just arrived. The new Matisse showroom, by the way, you've got to see that if you haven't already. That's now going to feature some fabulous lighting collections designed by Arturo Alvarez, an acclaimed Spanish artist. Playful romance is what they deal with in these collections. Captivating, will add an enchanting point of difference to your home. Spanish company, they design, they develop their lighting from durable, sustainable materials, all made by hand. Brilliant. So whether it's subtlety you're after or a dominating, outrageous statement, the Matisse Lighting Design team going to help you find it. And what's more, you're going to love the search. So the treat this week is exquisite handmade lighting from Arturo Alvarez in Spain. Start your affair with great design today. Brand new Matisse showroom, 130 St George's Bay Road, or online at matisse.co.nz.
Which oil protects your engine? Drivers who frequently top up, they know. Home mechanics, they know. And when you think about it, you know. Look for the Valvoline range at any Challenge service station nationwide. Valvoline, the original engine oil.
Excellence has a new home at Lexus of Auckland City. Experience the design. Love the welcome at 21 Great South Road, Newmarket, from November 1st. Lexus of Auckland City, the new home of excellence.
The Mike Hosking Breakfast with Bailey's Real Estate. News Talk ZB.
Right away from Mike, Queenstown's finally opened its film production facility. 5 years in the making, remarkable studio. Now open for business. It's an alternative to what's offered, I suppose, in Auckland. Screen Time New Zealand boss Philly DeLacy happens to be in France at the moment, but that's not going to stop her because we got the tech to get her on the old WhatsApp. Morning.
Morning.
I remember talking about this when this whole thing was first mooted. Is it everything you dreamed it would be?
The studio?
Yeah.
I'm delighted. Oh, look, we're so excited about it. We've been looking for a studio space in Queenstown for... I've been looking for more than 5 years. I know lots of people have been looking for a lot longer. And we were in Queenstown starting up A Remarkable Place to Die at the beginning of the year, and an old department store came available, and we all just, like, the whole team rang me and they were like, we've got to take it. And I went, oh, my God, we've got to take it. And so we filmed A Remarkable Place to Die, which is an eight-hour series, which is launching here at MIPCOM at the moment. In the studio, and it was just too good to let go. So we've spent a bit of time negotiating, figuring out how we're going to run it, and we're now open for business.
So can you answer the question, if you build it, will they come?
Well, since we announced it, we've had multitudes of inquiries, so I would say so.
Are you eating somebody else's lunch like Auckland's?
No, not at all. I think there is a lot of production that will spread all over the country. It's a small space, but what it does is make production in Queenstown a lot smoother and much simpler process. And, you know, we've got absolutely spectacular locations in Queenstown, and it needs a facility to really be able to make the production industry in that region boom. And, you know, and it's a great complementary industry to tourism, so it sort of goes hand in hand, and we really want to build the infrastructure there.
Do you have the people, or do you need the people And do they need to relocate?
We've got lots of amazing people and we want to attract more. That's the upshot.
What's your state? Because you'd be at the cutting edge of all of this. See, the media landscape in this country is in some dire straits at the moment. But then again, on the international stage, you've got all the streamers making no end of product at the moment. Are things good for people like you or not?
I want to touch wood a lot of the time because we're having a great year at the moment. The industry in New Zealand is really tough. You know, our broadcasters are going through a really, really difficult time. And I hope that gets rectified because I think it's really important to protect our terrestrial broadcasters. And that's actually something that's been commonly said around this market. But I think that there's also opportunity. You know, there's shrinkage in the market around the world, which means that people are looking for different ways to do business. And New Zealand's a great market to do business. We've got amazing crews. We've got the New Zealand dollar. We've got, you know, equivalent rebates to everywhere else in the world. And we're a really good, honest, you know, excellent operators. So I think that's what... you know, that's a real strength for us, and I think that there's actually real opportunities for us to do more co-productions, look at different ways of doing business, and eventually things will come right.
Good. Philly, go well in France. Philly de Lacy, Screen Time New Zealand, 5 minutes away from 8.
Hosking.
The general media reading yesterday that TV3 Stuff's news on Sunday was watched by 26,300 people. And the demo, which I think is 25-54, 26,300 people, is nobody. I mean, in this program, hundreds of thousands of people listen, which is not to, you know, spruik this program, I'm just trying to give you a comparison. TV1, which is their direct competitor, had 6 times the number of viewers. A 56 share, which means of all the people watching the television at the moment, you got 56% of the market, to 9. When in their so-called heyday, I'm reading, News Hub had a 30 share. Then when it all fell apart, and it fell apart completely in July, they had a 20 share. And on Sunday, they were down to 9. So how long can that continue? The whole thing's very, very sad. Then they were talking about a program that started at 7 o'clock on Sunday on TV3 called On the Ladder, which is a sort of a housing program that's supported by Kiwi Bank. It had 6,400 people. 6,400 people. There would not have been a less successful primetime launch in New Zealand television history, wrote the person. So it is a dour old state of affairs, I'm here to tell you. Speaking of TV and movies, though, upbeat, I'm sure, Craig Parker on the program after the news, which is next.
The Golden Triangle, the beating heart of New Zealand's economy. Let your business take full advantage of it at Rangiuru Business Park. Flexible, large industrial sites where your business can do big business. 25 kilometres from the port of Tauranga and connected to major road and rail links. Relocate your business, grow your business and do business with easy access to key markets. Rangiuru Business Park. Stage 1 is selling now.
With daily non-stop flights to Los Angeles, the gateway to California and the West Coast, life awaits with American Airlines. LA is irresistible because there's always something new and exciting to explore. Experience the elevated comfort of American Airlines, premium economy or flagship business, all from just $1,600 economy return ex Auckland. Terms and conditions apply. Discover the world with American Airlines. Book now at aa.com.
G'day, Terry. Nice hair, dude.
Thanks, mate. I got a great deal.
Well, speaking of great deals, Hyperdrive's Labor Weekend sale is starting early with big savings on tyres, batteries, roof racks and more. And if you find a better price anywhere else, they'll do better than that. Look, speaking of roof racks, Terry, is that a toupee you're running with, is it?
You like it, do you? What do you think?
Well, to be honest, Terry, I think we can do better than that.
Need broadband with extra security, extra control, but at no extra monthly cost? Then you'll find smart Wi-Fi included on our unlimited business plans. Search 1NZ Business Broadband. Exit fees, terms and $13 modem postage fee excluding GST apply.
Hi, Stephen here from Ian Hunt Flooring. We now stock the famous range of Audacity laminate flooring. We'll install it and you'll enjoy it because Audacity's got that extra durable surface. Visit Ian Hunt Flooring.
Ian Hunt Flooring.
Woolworths 3-day sale is on now. Get Heineken bottles 24-pack, $43 a pack. Spate Summit Ultra bottles 24-pack, $35 a pack. And Deutz Brut Cuvée or Rosé 750ml, $20 each. Ends Friday at Woolworths. While stocks last, exclusions apply.
Premium industrial land is available now at Rangiuru Business Park. Don't delay. Early commitment means even greater flexibility in lot size and positioning. Stage one is selling now. Visit rangiuru.co.nz.
In Auckland on 89.4, this is News Talk ZB. Setting the day's agenda, the Mike Hosking Breakfast with Arvida.